Hello and welcome to the Promo Kitchen podcast. This is a highlight from the feature-length interview that we had with Jordy Gamson, CEO of The Icebox, where we talked to Jordy about the importance of building a great culture, finding and retaining and ultimately compensating top talent. I hope you enjoy. Promo Kitchen is a nonprofit organization committed to the advancement of the promotional products industry through education and mentorship. This edition of the PK podcast was supported by Sanmar. Sanmar believes in the power of promotional products. Since 1971, this family-owned apparel supplier has been dedicated to passionately serving customers through trusted brands like Port Authority, Nike Golf, OGO, District, District Made, and Sport Tech.
Jordy, there's something that you put on your site about culture and it being one of your competitive advantages, and it's get the right people, get them working in harmony, and then just do the right things. That, when I read that, it's clear that that's very complementary to everything you just said in terms of hiring people that have the basics and they exude trust and they'll just go to the edge of the earth to make sure that the customer is taken care of. There's a lot of people that are in this industry and a lot of people listening to this podcast that I'm sure are curious about finding talent and then compensating that talent. One of the age-old questions is, do you get better people or people like the ones you just described if they are paid a base and that you really invest in them and bring them into your company and train them and give them a good salary, certainly the opportunity for a bonus. In terms of how you build a great team, do you find that you can find better people by investing in them or by paying them straight commission?
So you asked a question earlier, and I'll answer that, and then I'll answer the rest of the question. Do you get better people by paying them more, I think was the first part of the question.
Yep.
And I would say you keep great people by paying them more. You don't know what you're getting until they're in here and they're actually working, and you see what kind of person they are and how they're responding to the culture and how they're responding to the ups and downs and the twists that just the day brings. And we've done both, by the way. We brought in high-dollar people that we thought had stellar reputations and they were complete duds, and then we brought in people almost as a favor just to kind of, you know, out of guilt or other reason, and they end up, wow, this person really has a lot of promise. So you never know what you're going to get until they're actually in the equation. The same is very true for an interview. All an interview does with us is just give us some little gut feeling. And we've been wrong plenty and we've been right plenty.
Yeah.
But we've had people that have interviewed great and then they get in here and they're not how we thought they were. So I think that ultimately someone wants to come to work every day and they want to feel value. They want to be challenged. They want to gain confidence. And obviously money is a big piece of everything. But money is kind of somewhere, it's not necessarily the leading indicator or the most desirable. I think when people feel like they're growing and they're adding skills to their existing skills and they're gaining confidence, money can't buy that.
Yeah.
That's something that's earned. And so if you can help a person tap into that, then that's going to feed them. Then the money's going to naturally come. When the money naturally comes, then you share it with them. And you let them make more because they're making you more.